A colossal, extinct reptile that preyed on dinosaurs had a broad, alligator-like snout. But what truly set it apart was a feature modern alligators lack, the ability to tolerate salt water. Dinosuchus was among the largest crocodilian species ever recorded, stretching nearly the length of a bus and armed with banana-sized teeth. Between 82 and 75 million years ago, this apex predator roamed the rivers and estuaries of ancient North America. Its skull was both wide and elongated, capped with a distinctive bony bulge unseen in other crocodilians. Fossilized bones from the Cretaceous period bearing tooth marks suggest Dinosuchus fed on or scavenged dinosaurs. Though its name means terror crocodile, Dinosuchus was long considered more closely related to alligators and was often nicknamed the greater alligator. Previous research grouped it with ancient and modern alligator species. But fresh fossil evidence, combined with genetic data from living crocodilians, proved that Dinosuchus belonged to the crocodilian family tree. Scientists now say Dinosuchus was not an alligatoroid at all. Unlike its freshwater cousins, it retained the salt glands found in early crocodilians, organs that help regulate salt levels by excreting excess sodium chloride. These are still present in modern crocodiles but absent in today's alligators. This salt tolerance likely gave Dinosuchus a powerful edge during the late Cretaceous, allowing it to move freely through the Western Interior Seaway, a vast inland sea that split North America during a period of high global sea levels. The predator's range may have extended across both sides of the ancient seaway, including coastal regions along the Atlantic. The newly proposed crocodilian family tree provides deeper understanding of how some species adjusted to environmental changes while others vanished. Thanks to its salt glands, Dinosuchus could colonize ecosystems that its alligator-like relatives could not. With access to coastal marshes filled with large prey, it became one of the most dominant predators of its time, an enormous reptile capable of feeding on nearly anything that crossed its path. When Dinosuchus was around, nothing was safe in these wetlands, said Dr. Martin Rabi, the study's senior author and a lecturer at the University of Tübingen's Institute of Geosciences. This was an absolutely monstrous animal, easily 8 meters long or more.